With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Brutal cold lingered in the wake of that massive storm that dumped deep snow across more than 1,300 miles from Arkansas to New England. Correspondent Jonathan Matisse reports it's the worst ice storm he's experienced in his roughly 10 years living in Nashville.
I was inside my house during this, and we lost power pretty early in the morning. While it was dark out still and I had my flashlight, I heard what sounded like cannons going off, and this was trees that were collapsing or cracking and breaking and falling.
And more cold air is said to be on the way, making the cleanup very difficult. President Trump touting the creation of a new savings tool for America's children.
The Trump accounts will be established for babies born during the years of the Trump administration, and money will be invested in the stock market.
We'll fund those personal accounts with a seed contribution of $1,000, which will compound and grow over the course of their lives and could grow into very, very substantial numbers.
The child can't access the money until they turn 18 and can only use it for specific purposes, such as paying tuition, starting a business, or making a down payment on a home. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, investors are keeping a close eye on the Fed today. It is expected to leave interest rates unchanged despite pressure from President Trump to lower the rates to make a lot of things more affordable, including buying a home. Mike Hempen has more details.
The rate-setting committee remains split between those officials who oppose further cuts until inflation comes down and those who want to lower rates to further support hiring. Most economists expect the Fed to cut rates twice this year, most likely at the June meeting or later. Mike Hempen, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 10 points at this hour, the NASDAQ up by 50, and the S&P 500 off by about 9. This is SRN News. New York City will get two new abortion clinics. Here's Michael Herring.
Democratic Mayor Zoran Mamdani says he's partnering with NYC Health and Metro Plus Health to open a pair of new facilities that will cater to the, quote, reproductive health needs of teens and young adults. In New York, reproductive health generally encompasses abortion, be it surgical or via drugs, and in some cases transgender procedures as well. Mamdani casts himself as a vigorous supporter of abortion and has vowed to expand it in the city. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new report from the Pew Research Center, about 43% of moms and dads in this country take their children to church at least once a month. Another 56% of parents also say they talk about faith with their children on a regular basis. About one in five couples tell Pew that they are raising their youngsters what they call a very religious household. Another 34% say their home is somewhat religious. This is SRN News. Starbucks reporting a stronger-than-expected sales figure in its fiscal first quarter. Holiday drinks and a viral bear cup all helped.
The Seattle-based coffee giant says global same-store sales rose 4% October through December, higher than the 2.3% Wall Street had been expecting. The U.S. enjoyed its best performance in 2 years. Starbucks chairman and CEO says the results show that Starbucks' turnaround strategy is working. The company has been adding labor and equipment to stores to help speed service and has been revamping stores, making them cozier and more welcoming. Rich Thomason reporting.
UPS is planning to cut up to 30,000 operational jobs this year. The delivery company continuing with its turnaround efforts. It's also deliberately reducing the number of Amazon shipments that it handles, saying they are not helping the company's bottom line. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.